We are learning Maseches Ma'ariv Katan, Dalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots, six lines from the top. It said in our Mishnah, "Ve'in oisin ugois l'gfanim." You can't make these little round circles in the ground, dig in the ground these round circles around the vines in order to fill up with water to make give it more water to make it fresh. My ugios, what does ugios mean? Amravu da banki. It means these circles, like we spoke out, means these circles. Taina v'hachi, taglon tabrais, like that. Eluhin ugios, bedidim shiv ikri ezesim, these round circles they make near the roots of the olive trees, vishiv ikri gefanim, and near the vines. Our Mishnah says he can't make ugyois. Rabbi Yehuda allowed the people of Bar Tzisoi to make these bankoi. It's a place called Tzisoi. He allowed them to make these circles. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, habacharati abatiki, brand new circles. That's aser because that's tirchi yisera. But atiki, like Rashi explained, the word ugiyah is there from before, and it just got stuffed up, and now you're redigging them. It's much softer, it's much easier. It's not tirchi yisera. That's mutter to make ugiyah. So ugiyah is only also if it's tirchi yisera. But if not, since it's makom hefsid, therefore it's mutter. It's only also for tirchi yisera. It said vayta in the Mishnah Machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer. Ein oisin es ha'ama, not on chalamoid and not on shvius. It means make a brand new aqueduct. It means it's a little stream to bring the ma'ayin into the field. You cannot do that on chalamoid and shvius. Chum say oisin es ha'ama tchilu shvius. They agree to chalamoid. That's the tirchi yisera. Make a brand new ama, but shvius is mutter to do. But shvius is mutter to do. So let's see. The Gemara will explain. So more bishlam ha'mayid mishum lekotarach. We understand on the Chalamoid, why not make a brand new Amma? Because it's a Tirchi Yisera. Elo Shvius, my time. Why on Shemitah year can't you make this aqueduct? You're only not allowed to plant trees. You're not allowed to work in the trees, in the fields. And you can't make Harisha. What's wrong making an aqueduct? Aqueduct is like making an extension to your house. So what's the problem? You're making here the infrastructure to have a field. What's wrong making infrastructure for your field? There's nothing wrong with it. What's the problem? Elo Shvius, my time. Why can't you do it? So Mora says, Machlokes, what the reason is. Pligabar of Zera of Abba Bamamu. Chad Amma, Vishnirika Oider. When you're digging this Amma, it looks like I'm hoeing. Hoeing means that they soften the ground in order to plant over there. It's called Oider. So here it looks like I'm doing Oider. In English, it's called hoeing. Chad Amma.
And therefore,
it's also, you like Nala do Harisha. Oider is a form of Harisha.
It looks like it.
So people are going to think you're allowed to do that. It looks like Harish. Looks like being Harish. V'chanam v'shem machsha agve lezriya. The other man the Yama says, because when I build the Amma, what happens is I take the sand and I put it on the side of the stream, and that's now ready for planting because you have soft ground on the sides. So I made ground soft and ready for planting. It all goes into the Issa of Harisha. Maibanai, what would have been two reasons? One reason is special either one because Akbel Azari, Maibanai, Ikabanayu, the Ka'osu Maya Basrei. If right away the water comes in, Mandu Amresh Machir, Akbel Azriya Ika, that you still have because the sides that are ready for Zriya, when I put the soft sand on the side, that's what becomes Royal Azriya, so that's still a problem. But on Mandu Amresh Nirika, either like, according to Mandu Amma holds, it looks like I'm doing a hoeing over here, I'm making the ground soft inside the Amma, that's not a problem because it got covered with water. So that would be enough Kamina. Pray to Gemara, Lamandiyam Pesha Nirika Oider, Lechosh Pesha Maksha Akhil Zaruria. Lamandiyam holds Nirika Oider, so here the water came in, it doesn't look like I'm doing for hoeing. But Lamaisa, I made the size royal as Ria, why didn't I have that reason? So Moses says, you're right. That Lamandiyam holds both reasons. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is the other way. Alika Benayo, the Koshoko Minei, Vishad Labroy. In a case where you dig out this stream and you throw the sand all very far away, all over the place, you throw it. So nothing's becoming royal as real. So if you hold, because I'm making the sides ready for Zriya, Lekka, there's no problem here. Looks like I'm hoeing Ika that you have, because you know you're throwing it far away. It might say right here where I dug it out, looks like I made that place soft. Why don't you worry about Oider? And for the Gemara, when you do Oider, usually you make the place itself royu to, and that's where you put the soft sand. Here, you're throwing it far away. It's not the derech do Oider that way, and therefore it will not look like you're doing Oider. Now, according to Mandi Yomba, Akve Lazria is a problem. So what's Pshar in the Rabbanon who holds Mutter? We explain the laws of Mazari. If you're Mandi Yomba, Oider or Maksha Akve Lazria, so what's Pshar in the Rabbanon? So if it's a Nirk Oider, so you can say that he's Taka only, Rabbanon only say it's Mutter, only if you are throwing the thing far away, not in this place. But Taisus talks about this. Taisus says, Rabbanon hold, since he's doing this a day of Shinui, and it's not Mechavin, it's a psik resha, but it's not Mechavin, and he's doing a day of Shinui, so therefore it's not called a Harisha, and therefore it's Mutter. He's not worried about this, it looks like Harisha. So it really is massive from Taisus that that word looks like Harisha, it is Oider. That's what you're asking for, what's wrong? Taisus says, you know you're not Mechavin fit, but it is Oider. If it is Oider, it's also, it's like a psik resha. But the Rabbanon hold, no, since I did it in Shinui, so therefore it's not a problem. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Ameima Masnilai Peshinirka Oider. Ameima had been first in Rabbi Lezer's words, Lozer and Zarya's words, that's Nirka Oider. That's the reason. Vekashalei, the Rabbi Lozer and Zarya, Lozer and Zarya. And because of that, he has a stira, Rabbi Lozer and Zarya, Lozer and Zarya. Umi Amar Lozer and Zarya calls Nirka Oider Osir. Is that true that every Nirka Oider is Osir? Raminu, I'm going to ask you a kasha from a Mishnah, Mesakla Shvias. It says in the Mishnah, Oysa Odom is Zivloi Oitzer. He wants to collect zevel for next year. That's mutter do on Shvius. But you're not allowed to fertilize your field on Shvius. So what do? If you put it into your field, it looks like you're fertilizing the field. And you are fertilizing the field. So what do? If you want to store fertilizer? He says, well, you do it like this. Oyser odam ezev lo oyser. You're allowed to store it, no problem. Remeya oyser. Ray says, no, you can't just store it because it looks like I'm then fertilizing the field. And maybe I am fertilizing the field. Remeya oyser, what do? Remeya oyser. Add. Until you make some kind of shinu, what do? Either you dig 3 tvachim to the ground and you store it over there, so it's obviously not doing fertilizing, you're digging 3 tvachim. Or you make a pile of gimel tvachim, and on top of that you put the zevel. Let's say you already had on the field a little bit zevel. Then you can add on it. Because also, if something's fertilized already, you don't add on fertilizer, then it's also mutter. So 3 ways out is mutter. Either you dig a hole, make a pile, or if it already has already zevel, you just put it on top of that zevel. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Oyser, Achiyamik Shloisha, Achiviyah Shloisha. He says he doesn't like this davar muad. He says you have to be Mamik Shloisha, make a ditch of 3 tvachim, or make a pile of 3 tvachim, put it on top of that. Or actually, don't sell it. You put it on top of a rock. Rock is not, you don't fertilize rocks, put it on top of a rock. So, what do you see over here in this Mishnah? Rosh Mazariah holds, on Shemitah, you're allowed to be Mamik Shloisha. What do you mean? We just said Nirika Oider. Hey, let us do this. It's Nirika Oider. It's a stira of Rosh Mazariah. Rosh Mazariah. Tomorrow says 2 terutzim. Rav Zeir Rav Amamel, Chalom Gein Shehemek. One man the other says, that means you were Mamik already before Shvias. You didn't do it on Shvias. At Shehemek, if you had a hole before Shvias, then you can fill up with Zevel. That's one teretz. The other Torah says, "Chadama zivle mechiyachalav." When I fill up a zevel, there it's klar, it's not oider. Like I'm telling you too, like we have before with the water. Like to get the water, that doesn't look like oider if you fill it up with zevel right away. So it's said now in the Mishnah, "Masaknes mekukelas b'moyit." You're allowed to fix the ruined amma on chalamoyit. That means even though you're not allowed to make a brand new one, but if it's already there, you're allowed to fix it up. Ma'at mekukelas. What does it mean that it was ruined? How ruined was it that you allowed to fix it? Amar Rabbi Abba, Shemoisa Amuka Tefach. Really, it was 6 tefach. Rashi learns like this: it was 6 tefachim deep. This amma, and it got filled up with sand until it was now down to a tefach. So Ma'mida al Shisha tefachim. You let it restore it back to 6 tefachim. Since it was a tefach, you let it restore it back to 6 tefachim. But if it be less than a tefach, that's considered nistam alagamri. It's considered completely stuffed up. If it's completely stuffed up, then it looks like I'm making a brand new amma, and that's asr. Even though it won't be shvik tircha, because it's soft, but if it gets filled up already, then it looks like I'm making a new amma, and therefore it has to be at least a tefach that's clear that it's an amma, and then I'm allowed to make it back to 6 tefachim. Zogt Gemara Vayta, Pshita, this following lach is pashut. If it's chatzi tefach, and you want to move it to asr tefachim, it's no good. So there's 2 pshatim Rashi what the problem here is. Either the problem is, Rashi learns the problem is because 3 tfachim won't help anything. So therefore it's a tircha shalot tzarech. And Tosfos Rosh learns that since it went to chatzi tefach already, so it's like it's nistam olagamri, and therefore it's like I'm making a new one. But either way, chatzi tefach to 3 tfachim is no good. Also another case that's no good. Tvachayim, if it's now it's 2 tvachim deep, I want to make it to Shnei Masa, al Shnei Masa, I want to make it 12 tvachim deep, you're not allowed to do it either. Why? Because you don't need more than 6. So the Katara Terecha is there, you're doing extra Terecha, and the deeper you go, the harder it is. Take out sand from deeper, just more Terecha, that you're not allowed to do. So those are cases of Pasha you're not allowed to do. What's the Shaila? Tvachayim al Shiva Mahu. If you had here 2 tvachim, I want to get it down to 7 now. So you can tie it like this. Now, just like allow you to go from tefach to 6, it's 5 tefachim. He was like, allow you to do 5 tefachim deep. That's mutter on chalamoyim. Since it's going deeper than 6, it's more tircha, and you're not allowed to do that. And Rashi adds another reason. He also says, you don't even need that. 6 is enough. What do you need 7 for? And therefore, it's a child, allow you to do that, take. Mar is not sure what the answer to that child is. Abaya allowed the city of Bar Hamadach to be Shechufei Nahara, which means to take out the roots that were growing in the Nahar, that they allow them to do it. Because that's just fixing up, that's like fixing up the water stream. Rav Yirmiyah, Sharul Bnei Shechusla Michri Nahara Tamima, they allowed them to unstuff a stuffed Mayan. So here's a big shaila, what it means. L'chayra, if it's stuffed, l'chayra, we have a problem that something is nistam agamri. We say, now let's unstuff it. So it's 2 pshatim in the Rishonim. 1 pshat in the Rishonim is that here there's no pshash. People are going to say, you're making a brand new amma. Why? Because everyone sees it's a river. You don't make new rivers. It's a river. Therefore, there's no pshash. There's 1 pshat. And the other pshat is that we're talking about it here at Tzarchi Rabim. And Tzarchi Rabim, what to do Tirchi Yaseira? Because the next Gemara is close. We're talking about Tzarchi Rabim. So some want to say, it's going back in this Gemara as well. So look at the next Gemara. Ashi, Sharu Lahu, this isn't all the Rosh, right? It was in the Rosh, the Ritva. Rav Ashi, Sharu Lahu, Lebnei Masa Mechasi, Alakduchi Nar Bornitz. Rav Ashi allowed the people of Masa Mechasi to clear out the Nahar Bornitz from Sirtan. Sirtan is like racks to clear it out. Since people drink from this water, it's like Tzarchi Rabim. You're allowed to do all Tzarchi Rabim. And again, the Shitas HaRosh is that even Tirchi Yisera is Mutter of Mokim Tzarchi Rabim. And some say it's going back in all 3 cases. Others say no, the first 2 cases are regular water streams, which is not Tirchi Yisera. And the last case is Tirchi Yisera. We need a Heter of Tzarchi Rabim. We said to Pshatam Rashi by Mayan Shiznistam, either Pshatam because there's no Gzeira, people are going to think you're making a new Mayan, or because it's Tzarchi Rabim, therefore Tirchi Yisera is Mutter.